up into the sky and tell God you're so able, God.
You're so able.
You are so able. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Yes. Now we live with great expectation. Yes. And we have a priceless inheritance. Yes. That is kept in heaven for you. Pure and undefiled. Yes. Beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power. There it is right there. Until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. I want to preach a message that I don't even know how long I'm going to speak it. But I need you to tell at least three people and look them dead in the eye, because I know God has done this in your life. Let them know before you see the three people he kept. Yeah. Come on, let three people know he kept me. He kept me. Some people, you can't even tell that without getting excited. Some people, you can't even tell that without keep moving. Some of you all know better than others how he'll keep you through a storm, how he'll keep you through some transitions in life. Some of you realize clearly that God will keep you when you don't even want to be kept, that God will go exceedingly and abundantly above your mindset, that God will do things that go beyond your carnality. Thank you, God, for maybe only 5 or 6 of you all have been kept. But all I know is I'm looking at some folks that you wouldn't be here if God had not kept you. Keep me, God. Keep me. It's the power of Holy Spirit. I'm going to finish up this series on Holy Spirit, and I'm going to go right in. Somebody say, go in.
Go in.
I want to go to Luke 1 and verse 26. This passage is going to speak to you. You've heard it, some of you, but I promise you, I believe Holy Spirit's got some oil on this particular scripture. It says, now in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God, somebody say by God, to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed, in KJV says, to a man, which simply means engaged, to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Yeah. The virgin's name, matter of fact, why don't you all help me with this one? The virgin's name, or let's put it like this, the kept one's name was the kept one. The one set aside. The one pulled apart. The one who could have been just like every other woman. The one who could have made a choice to be like everybody else. But at some point in time, you got to decide that you're not going to be like everybody else. You're going to allow God to keep. We went into this year and the theme was, won't he do it? Let's hashtag it, won't he keep you right now? Because I know a God that can keep you in spite of your mind, in spite of your issues, God can keep you. to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph. He's a, the virgin's name, the kept one's name was Mary. And having come in, where was she, Pastor? She had to be in a place where the angel had to come in. And wait, so then when the angel comes in, he says to her, rejoice. Highly favored. Somebody say rejoice. Highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Wait a minute. Wait. Are you all getting this? Somebody say rejoice.
Rejoice.
Okay, let's do it right quick. Somebody say rejoice.
Rejoice.
Now rejoice.
Rejoice.
Of a happening with Mary. That the angel comes to her and he says, rejoice. Highly favored woman of God. He says, rejoice. When God tells you to rejoice, it actually means get ready. When God says rejoice, it actually means get ready, because something's about to happen. So if God says rejoice, that's when you're like, oh, it's about to be over. Oh, you need me to praise right quick? You need me to give you some, you need me to yell, you need me to scream, you need me to, now I know everybody don't do that, I get all of that. But there's something about rejoicing, because rejoicing prepares you for favor. When you come in and you're not in a mind state of rejoicing, because you're allowing life to kind of drag you down. And so you're like, well, I don't really feel like, you know, rejoicing today. So I'm going to come in about 10:40 or so, you know, because they'll be done with praise and worship. But you don't understand that the praise and worship gets you ready to get to the place where God can speak to you. Because those of you who engage yourself in praise and worship, you can identify when the angels start coming to you during church time, tapping you on the, wait a minute, the angels are coming to you and tapping you on the right shoulder. And you'll look, and the angel will tell you, keep on rejoicing, because you're highly favored. You're highly favored among women. He says, bless. Somebody say, bless.
Bless.
He says, rejoice, Mary. Rejoice. Blessed are you among women, meaning you're not the only woman in the building. But you need to know that you're blessed, and that you are highly. If I'm going to get some favor, I want it to be highly favored. Okay. Maybe some of you want low favor. I don't know about you, but I want some high favor in my life. I want some favor. The Lord is with you. Blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Tell three people you're blessed. Go, tell three people. That was only two. Tell three people you blessed. Blessed are you, my Lord. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. What? She said, what? She said, she's troubled. She trying to figure out what is what we do often. God is telling you you're favored and you're blessed, and she's almost confused. This is Mary, Virgin Mary. The Bible says he told her, he said, go back. You read it from here. So the birthday was Mary rejoiced, highly favored woman of God. Oh, there it is right now. Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Go ahead. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what kind of greeting this is. Then the angel said to her, don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found Mary, don't be afraid, for you have found better lean on somebody and tell them, favor's looking for me right now. Tell them, favor's looking for me right now. I'm trying to tell, okay, some of y'all don't even get that. I'm trying to tell you, favor. Tyler, stand up. Stand up, Tyler. Bill, go behind Tyler. Tyler, just go that way. Both of y'all got your iPads, huh? Okay, just go. Just run. Run, Tyler. Run. Run behind me, Bill. See, that's how favor does. That's how favor. What favor is doing? Go, Tyler. Go. Favor just takes you down. You don't understand that. He says, greetings, for you have found
favor.
You don't have to look for favor. Favor will find you. Wait a minute. Okay. I said, you don't have to look for favor. Favor will find you. You mean favor will find me on that old raggedy job? Favor will find you. Favor will find me in my car that hardly work. Favor will find you. Favor will find me in this apartment when I really want to. Favor will find you. Favor will find me with this old raggedy dude that I don't want to date. No, favor will find you. Favor will. Somebody yell a favor. Here I am. Here I am. Oh, y'all missed that. Here I am, favor. Find me. Wait a minute. I'm 46. I'm kind of an 80s kid. I come from the time where you play hide and seek. Y'all remember hide and seek? Now, when you go really young, I remember when my kids were young and they're so cute, and I feel like it's such a picture of God. You ever play hide and seek with your little kids? And then your kids, and they hide somewhere, and they hide in a place where you can totally see them. Ain't that the cutest thing in the world? And then they say, come get me. You can't. It's as though somebody gonna get this real good. It's as though when favor is looking for you, favor always has an ability to get you, no matter what roadblocks are in the way. Favor can always find its way to you. But you need to understand that even a perplexing state that you are oftentimes at does not dispel favor from coming on your. You think you gotta have it all together. You actually don't. You just have to be available. Somebody yell favor. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name
Jesus.
And shall call his name
Jesus.
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And then Mary says to the angel, after all of this heavyweight stuff, but how can this be, since I do not know a man? Yeah. Me and Joseph, we dating. Matter of fact, we engaged. But he ain't touched me. Ooh, Lord Jesus. So how can, go back. Because I've kept myself in preparation for covenant. when Mary says, I've kept myself. This is much bigger than sexual type of things, church family. You can keep yourself. Many of you have kept yourself. Oh, many of you have kept your mouth closed when you know you had the worldly right. It's the word, you have the worldly right to say something, but you didn't. You kept yourself. Oh my goodness. How can this be? I don't even know a man. And the angel answered and said to him, her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power, say power, of the highest will overshadow you. Ooh, that's so good, you all. The Holy Spirit, this is what we're talking about, won't he keep you? The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Who? Mary. And the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son. The Trinity is actually in verse 35. It's actually the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son are all involved in verse 35. But the angel said and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Watch this. Get this picture. So when the power of the Most High overshadows you, the angel is telling Mary, there's such a glory that's coming upon you. It's going to hide who you are. Holy Spirit actually hides you. The power of the Most High, when it comes on you, it overtakes you. It overwhelms you. Oh, man, oh, man. So, in essence, she's saying that the angel is saying that Holy Spirit, watch this, Holy Spirit is like almost pregnant with you. Because there's something about protection that happens with a woman when she's pregnant. Because when a woman is pregnant, she protects that which is on the inside of her. Watch this. And you can't see what's on the inside of her. She can feel everything that's going on, because there's going to be a season where she's going to give birth. As it is almost in the natural, is that people oftentimes can see or think they see what's happening in your life. But on the inside, there's something so birthing and rumbling on the inside, and they are... People try to manufacturally choose what they see on your life. But the fact of the matter is that they don't know what you're carrying. And the greater thing that you're carrying, the more pressure. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Let me talk to a woman who has given birth. You understand that you go through certain trimesters and you go through certain seasons. And then all of a sudden your back starts to hurt. All of a sudden your moods begin to change. All of a sudden your body begins to contort. It's just amazing what happens with a woman's body, all because she's carrying something. Pastor, bring that to right here. All I'm trying to tell you is that you got so much stuff going on in your life right now because you're pregnant. They're trying to figure out why you look different, why you act different. You're trying to figure out why you have certain mood swings, why you're going through this, why you're going through that, why you're getting attacked here, why you're getting attacked there, why they backbite, why they cut you. Why? Because you're pregnant. Because you're carrying something. Everybody is not built to carry what you... Okay, let me say this again. Everybody is not built to carry what you carry. You've been chosen for pain. pregnancy, every woman knows this, and Lord knows I'm not speaking like I know it, but I've watched my wife. But every woman knows that you go through a season of pregnancy where you don't even know you're pregnant. But all of a sudden, stuff starts changing. Can a woman talk to me in this place right now that's been pregnant? All of a sudden, you start having stuff going on and happening in your life. I wish my wife was preaching with me right now, because she would know exactly. Matter of fact, get a mic. Come on. Come on, honey. Come on. Don't y'all love our Holy Spirit in this place? This is good. I can't speak to nothing that I haven't experienced. But just tell them. So when you're pregnant, what begins to happen before? Because I remember, especially our second child, Naomi, together. I remember, because I didn't know you were pregnant. And I remember I was coaching our oldest son at the time, and I remember you calling me.
Right.
We didn't know. I remember you calling me saying that you were pregnant. I was like, what?
Usually before you know you're pregnant, you just start having just certain things, smells. It's just something about certain smells. That was mine. I just knew it because just certain smells just didn't agree with me. And I'm like, and I like that stuff, so why now?
Yeah.
It's smelling funny to me. It's almost like I'm feeling sick.
So it's almost like you're feeling sick.
It was amazing.
I didn't know that she was pregnant, but from the moment she told me she was pregnant, I could tell you. Don't y'all miss what I'm saying. See, the moment that you identify and tell somebody something's happening in my life, now all of a sudden they start looking at you a little bit. See, because some people get real jealous when you tell them that you're pregnant. Oh, I ain't talking about natural pregnancy. I'm talking about when you can sense that something's about to happen. Because the horrible thing about life, a lot of people just want you to stay down. And as soon as you tell them, listen, I know a few things have happened, but I just feel like God's about to do something in my life. I just feel like God's about to move me up. I'm not trying to, because it's like when you share something with somebody, you're not trying to bring them down. You're actually trying to pull them up. You didn't say that you were about to graduate by yourself. Matter of fact, you can come with me, but I'm not going to stay. Is anybody refusing to stay where you are right now in your life? Anybody in this place right now saying, I am not going to stay in this state and this place that I'm in right now? Touch somebody and say, are you pregnant? Now touch that same person and say, you should be. How can you be around Holy Spirit on a continuous basis and not get pregnant? Glory, how can you receive of God? How can you have worship go forth? How can you not have good word, good manner? How can you not have truth, destiny, purpose come forth and not get pregnant? You cannot remain in the same faith that you're in. You can't. It's impossible for there to be no identity of pregnancy on your life. Highly favored woman of God, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power, say power,
power,
of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Again, I give you this note, and I'm probably almost finished right here. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you disappear. Because he's unwilling to change his identity. The fact of the matter is that some of you that have not changed, I don't know if you're suppressing Holy Spirit, if you refuse to change, you cannot have Holy Spirit infiltrate your life and remain the same. Your language has to change. Your thoughts have to change. Where you go has to change. You cannot come into the presence of God and not be changed. It is impossible. Pastor, you don't know what's going on in my life. Do you know the God that you serve? Do you know that when you come into the presence of God, as God told Moses, take off the shoes that's on your feet, because you are coming in on holy ground. I'm trying to tell you, God changes every common thing about your life. When you get filled with Holy Spirit, nothing is common. Okay, you walk in a place where you expect something good to happen. Let me bust up every devil in hell right now. Where you're walking in this defeatist mindset, just another day, another dollar, tomorrow ain't gonna be no better than it was the previous day. No, the devil is a liar. When you walk with Holy Spirit, you walk in expectation, you walk in truth, you walk in desire, you walk in functionality. You understand, okay, I just heard the Holy Spirit say, somebody water just broke. Oh, somebody, y'all missed that. Somebody's water just broke. Somebody's about to give birth to destiny, to purpose, to truth. All because it's worth it, woman of God. It's worth it, man of God, to be kept. It's both physically, emotionally, mentally, watch this, financially. Want God to keep me, God, keep me financially. Don't allow me to make poor decisions. Keep me, God, keep me. I don't need that now. I want that, I can probably buy it, but I don't need that now. God, keep me from making that mistake. God, I'm lonely. I'd like a mate. I really would. But keep, Lord, I got a flesh issue. The word is mom. I got a flesh. So today. God, keep me. I can't date them. I can't. I want to. I'd like to. She's cute, Lord. She's everything I like, everything I want, Lord. But she'll force me not to keep myself. And I need to keep myself because you're preparing me for something that I cannot see. So that you can just keep me for this season. Wait. Let me lift the condemnation off of you. That was last week. That was last year. That was 6 months ago. Pastor, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know I failed just 2 weeks ago. Okay, get back up and let's keep it moving. Get back up. You don't know how to make all these bad financial decisions. Okay, let's keep it moving now. Now you got new revelation. Now it's time to rock and roll. Now, somebody yell, keep me, God.
Keep me, God.
Keep me, Lord. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble when evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me? They will stumble and fall. I need at least 50 of you to quote this scripture in your household all week, every day, just walk around your household and quote this scripture. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most after, I got to read this in New King James. Only thing that I have desired of the Lord, only thing that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple, to be at a place. Understand, what I'm reading and giving to you is about being kept, being hidden, being in a place. Okay, verse 5, for he will conceal me there when troubles come. How many of you all know troubles are going to come? How many of you all know trouble is waiting for you Monday morning? It's the reality of what life is. For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach. Wow. High on a rock. Write this down. Your hiding places exist higher, where solitude and holiness await, not lower, where blame, bickering, and bite, backbiting, corruption. Your hiding place, when you're being attacked in life, your hiding place is higher. It's not lower. When stuff is coming at you, that's time to get to the throne. Yeah. That's time to run to the highest, to the most high. When stuff is really coming at you, that's not time to go lower. Oh, man. Too many people, when stuff gets awry in their life, they run lower. You run lower when you start speaking among people, and then poison is leaking out of your conversation. Even when you don't understand things, you've got to step up higher. Higher, you got to get quiet. You got to get into a place of solitude so that you can hear from God. Because what happens when you step lower, when you step lower, when stuff is happening in your life, what happens is that you start hearing all these voices. Yes, yes. And these voices cause confusion. Yes, yes, yes. Because these voices are based upon opinion. Yes, yes. I don't need opinion at the most pivotal time in my life. Am I talking to the right people? I don't need a what you think. I need a what is God saying. Don't ask no. Oh, okay. I'm let's bust it. Don't ask nobody. Give me your opinion. When you go to them, you say, "What's God saying? What do you believe God is saying?" I'm not saying some of you got wonderful friends. You got wonderful people in your life. So do I. I'm not saying that you can't ask them anything. But when it comes to destiny and pivotal times in your life, so if you're dating somebody, and I'm not going to put Val and Mario on blast, but I already did. So Val and Mario who are dating, so if you got a couple like that, then Val's conversation with a friend of hers would be, "Well, girl, what you think?" I mean, what's any cute? The conversation with a girlfriend should be like, "Girl, what you think? What you feel when you're around? What you feel when you're around? What you feel in your spirit?" Ooh, God, that's good, y'all. Is there anything off? Girl, I like it, but I trust you. That's why you gotta keep that trust. That's why you gotta have people. Let me say this real loud. You gotta have people in your life that are not jealous of you. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Okay, maybe I'm just talking to a few over here. Why? Because stuff is gonna happen in your life before it happens in their life and vice versa. And what will happen is if they're jealous of you, they'll give you misinformation to mess up your relationship. Oh, come on, y'all. So that same question to be asked, well, what do you feel? Girl, I don't know. I feel jiggling all over. Now, she said that because she's jealous. That's why you better have good people around you. You gotta have people that you trust, that you can confide in. And they say, what did you feel? Oh, no, I feel something. Yeah, I feel God. Yeah. You said, Pastor, that's being too holy. This is your life we're talking about. This is your destiny we're talking about. I'm talking about making decisions that will accelerate you. Yeah. Take you. Those of you 30 and older, look at somebody and tell them, I'm too old to play around. I love all the 20-somethings in the building, but I'm going to tell you 20-somethings, y'all got a little bit of time. When you get to 30 and over, man, you ain't got time to be making no. I ain't got time to be dating nobody for 9 months if you don't really like. Do you like me or not, man? What you want to do? We gonna get married or not? I ain't got time. You can't just come in the kitchen every now and then. Okay. Y'all know what I'm talking about now. We gonna do this or not? Me in the same way, girl. What we gonna do? I ain't got time. I just heard a woman say, listen, I only got so much time. Especially, you know, when it comes to babies and stuff. You know, when we talk about that. Like, hey. Make a move. Bust a move. Somebody dates somebody. You need to text me. If you ain't here, text me. And say, bust a move, brother. Bust a move. You better bust a move. I want to know what you going to do. What you going to. Come on, I ain't someone to like be loved. No, well, I don't know, I got to date you. How much money you got to date with? This ain't kindergarten 18-year-old type of stuff. Oh, man, listen, you can fall in love the first. I fell in love with that woman the first day. I didn't need to go through all this process, but let me just see, you know, let me see how it is and all this other stuff. No, I knew from the moment I sat down with this woman, I said, that is my wife. I knew without, can I share what had happened prior to us dating, just with your former fiance? That's pretty deep. Can I share that? I ain't gonna share it. Well, no, I mean, it's just relationships, man. It's just relationships. Because God was keeping her. God keeps you. For what? For what he has in store. Well, what am I going to see? Just keep walking. But it's tough right now. That's part of the process. Anybody that has gone had to go through hell to get to the good place that they in right now, can you give God a shout of hallelujah?
Just some exciting news. Just some. Pay attention to the screen. Just a moment. Hey, good morning, Victory Christian Center. I know you've had a great service. I just wanted to drop by and have an announcement. Just give me a couple minutes of your time. You know, we serve an amazing God. And Jesus said of the church, he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not rebel against it. Church was not man's idea. It was God's idea. Jesus is the head of the church. He's also the foundation of the church. And over here at Coitsville campus, a Victory Christian Center, where my wife and I came almost 40 years ago to 46 people. And now this morning at Victory Christian Center and 8 campuses, over 3,000 people are worshiping Jesus. What a miracle, and to God be the glory. Well, we are making an announcement today, and probably about the same time you're seeing this video.